guess my mother's been out there, I guess close to a year, maybe a little over a year, over in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible or probable that she could visit back here for a while?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Is it possible or probable that she could visit back here? I mean, can she... one of the reasons I'm concerned, we have difficulty getting mail to her, and apparently she has difficulty getting mail to us. There's quite a delay.
Yeah, there is, because they're in the interior of the country, and especially this time of year, there was about 3 weeks in a row there that the ship could not leave the Port Kaichuma to take the mail into Georgetown to even have it sent back to the U.S. We have found there is a problem with the mails also, because people will get letters that say, remember I told you in my last letter, and then the person never got their last letter.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing
right.
that we have experienced.
Right, exactly. And we think someone is tampering with our mails, is what we think. One big package of mail that came back that was mailed all at once from the people there had been opened. Wine, or a substance that smelled of wine and was the color of wine, was poured on the contents of the letters. So we really think that it's a type of harassment, because this is not the first case or the only case in which we've had problems with people getting their mails.
Have you had any people who've gone over there, say, for a period of time and then have come back to visit here and then...
Well, people are free to come and go as they choose. Right now, the project is so new, there is a core of people that has been there that were originally pioneering the project, so to speak. And since that time, people have more or less gone over fairly recently. So there have not been the people wanting to come back because they haven't been there all that long, and they like it so well they want to stay.
I see.
So it is a very, very beautiful place, and
yeah,
your mom is very happy there.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it, and I'd kind of like to be able to contact her on an immediate basis and ask if she wants to come back, of course, for a visit at least. Because it's kind of unusual, not to have seen her at Christmas time.
And mm-hmm. Oh, I can understand you're missing her.
Not to have been able to exchange, Christmas wishes and even small gifts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a void there that I think I would like to have filled. At least I would like her to know that if she wants to come back for a short visit, I can arrange through my brother and I. But not having, the ability to talk to her, it's difficult. By the time I asked the question, two or three months later, she would get the letter, and not too much can be accomplished that way.
Well, it depends on what the mail is doing. Sometimes we've gotten letters back within several weeks. But as I say, we've had that same problem with the mail ourselves, and there is radio communication from the San Francisco office to Jonestown. The possibility of a phone patch is there. It's difficult because a lot of times the band is not on for very long, especially during the winter months. The actual contact time is much less than it is, say, in the summer, when you can talk longer on the air. In fact, Clara had a phone contact with her mom and her children, I think, about 2 weeks ago.
She mentioned it to me.
Yeah, and she talked to her at that time. That was pretty clear communication, as I recall, at that time. Anyway, we could take your number down, and I just can't guarantee when it will be, because we have no control over the bands.
Okay, let me give you my number. However, well, maybe that time I could see if she would like to come back for a visit, but somehow I would like that message conveyed to her.
Mm-hmm. You're certainly free to ask her, anything you would want. And it is hard to understand the, you know, someone going that distance and finding a place that they want to stay for a goodly length of time. I can understand you missing her. What is your number down
there? Okay, area code 213.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 899
mm-hmm.
5844.
5844. And what was your first name again?
Willie.
Willie. Okay. I can leave it on the radio for the radio operator. When is the... You probably work in the daytime, huh?
Yes, I'm seldom home. Well, the safest time is, say, between 5 and... I'm tempted to say between 5 and 6 because quite a few evenings I'm away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or before 7 o'clock in the morning.
Before 7? No, we don't get contact that early this time of the year. A contact sometimes has been fading out in the afternoon. It's just hard to say when it will be, but we can try. Now, there are a number of other people who've also requested phone patches. As you can imagine, people down there want to talk to people here, and people here want to talk down there. But have you have been writing her, and has she been answering your letters?
Well, quite frankly, I kind of gave up on the writing because I wrote her in August, and, you know, it was pretty obvious that she didn't receive my letter until sometime in December.
You wrote her in August?
Yeah, I mailed her a letter in August, and...
she answered you back in...
Well, I don't know exactly when she answered, but... I didn't hear from her until December, and I got the impression that she didn't get my letter immediately. In fact, I was pretty well convinced that she got my letter quite some time after I had mailed it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It does take a while to get to the interior. I mean, that is in the middle of the jungle, and the only form of communication or... travel is either the boat by sea or the plane and then a Land Rover into the settlement.
Okay, so in other words, the mail goes to Georgetown. And
right.
From there, it goes to where
Port Kaituma. Port Kaituma, which is about 7 or 8 miles, maybe 10 miles from the actual town of Jonestown. And it would go to Port Kaituma either by the government boat that comes around, or by plane, and then from there it would have to get dispersed into Jonestown. But the project itself is pretty self-contained, so that we don't always make trips into town when the mail does get in. As often as it gets in, I don't even know how often, but I know that it's the usual problem is the delay from Georgetown to...
Yeah, let me give you... For instance, when my grandmother died, I guess the first part of December, in fact it was the first part of December, the message didn't get to her soon enough, even if she had desired to come home for the funeral.
No, that's not true. I talked to Claire about that, and she mentioned that very thing, so I got back on the radio to find out what the problem was in date, time-wise, and that is not true. She was told... And she was mixed up on the dates. And you can ask the children, you know, when you talk to them, or ask her even if she didn't know about it, because they do tell people. We have radio communication every day here. They do tell, I know personally they've told in other personal crisis in families, they've told them immediately. Because when Clara mentioned that that's what she thought, I understood her worry, and I went... Right after that, put it on the radio asking what was the problem with the date and the confusion of the date. And that was the answer. She was told so that she could have come back. So when you talk to your mom, you can ask her that, or you can talk to any of the kids and ask them if they didn't know.
Yeah, I have no reason to doubt what you're telling me. I guess what I'm really trying to conceive is why she didn't come back.
Yeah, I understand. It's difficult. It's difficult to understand the breaking of tradition. You know, I do understand that. But it is, it's a whole nother life. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's just, it's up to everyone's personal, if they wish to come back to a funeral, it would be up to them.
Sure.
If they feel that it would just be too painful or not their orientation, then that's up to them too. But she was told in time to be able to come back. Of course, it takes several days to get out of the interior to Georgetown because they do not have transportation every day.
Uh-huh.
The planes don't fly every day.
Okay, assuming if she had wanted to come back, just based on your experience, how long does it normally take one to get back to the...
If she had wanted to come back, it would have depended on which day of the week because they only have flights out, let's see, two or three times a week. Forget which. If that is from the nearest town, which is 40 miles away.
Sure.
So you have to get from Jonestown to Matthews Ridge, which is 40 miles by Jungle Road to Matthews Ridge. And then the planes go from there, I'm not sure, either two or three times a week. So it would have depended on what day.
Okay.
And then there's not always room on the Georgetown flights in because they don't have that many. They don't go every day either. They have cut down on the number of flights going in and out of Guyana since we've even had the project. So there aren't that many. It could take 3 days.
Okay, so at the moment my desire is to determine whether she would want to come back for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's just for a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to somehow convey that message to her, you know, without going through or taking the... chance that the letter might get there 3 weeks or, you know, that type of interval between my request and her answer.
Of course, it whether it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, your request would still be there for her to consider, and her answer would still be, she would give you the same answer if it were said to you or if it were written to you. I mean, just be a matter of the time factor that's bothering you.
That's one thing that's bothering me, and I would just like to really know if she would tell me that she doesn't want to come back to visit. You know, she has three children here, and one in Texas, and I, knowing her all my life, I can't conceive her saying, I don't want to come back and visit you for a week.
Of course, I don't think she's ever said she didn't want to come back and visit at any time in the future, did she?
No, she has never expressed that, but by the same token, I don't know of any way of requesting it other than talking to you as I am now.
Well, other than writing her, like I say, I mean, I can try and get this put on the list of phone patches that need to be done, but as I say, we really have even hundreds of people that have been waiting for a phone patch also, and I just can't guarantee when it would be. If you want to write and ask her that thing, write and tell her that you and your brother will pay for her trip down and back. I would certainly suggest doing that. I will also, you know, give your name and number to the radio operator.
Okay.
But I just couldn't tell you when it would be or how soon or...
Yeah, all that you do, I certainly, we will certainly appreciate it. Approximately how many people are over there from, you know, in my mother's situation?
In your mother's situation?
Well, maybe situation is the wrong word. How many people are over there from, let's say, from your churches here?
Well, there are about 1,000 people in Jonestown right now. But from all walks of life, I mean, all different. Sometimes whole families go, sometimes just grown children. Sometimes people wish to go down there as a retirement center. It's a beautiful place for seniors to retire. So, I mean, it's just from all backgrounds and all different situations, so I'm not really sure what your mother's situation is, other than she has children. There will be, of course, possibilities in the future that you could go down and visit. They're working on guest houses and guest cottages, but naturally they've got to get the housing for the expanded town there at the moment. Yeah, but there certainly will be time in the future when, if you're in that neck of the woods, you definitely would be very welcome.
Surely.
Just stay down there. But I understand your concern, and I will pass it on, but I just can't guarantee any time.
Sure.
So
okay.
I'd do both. I'd write, and I'll put this up with the radio operator, and we can see what we can do.
Okay, Sandy, I appreciate it very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling. Have you seen the slides of the project?
No, I haven't.
You might want to do that sometime. Many times it's hard to describe the situation and the beauty of it there, and sometimes slides can do it much easier. So
that's true.
Yeah, that might be a possibility in future time.
Okay.
Might relieve your mind somewhat.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Anything you can do, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Such a painful thing, and yes. Jim, this child, she walked off and left him, you know, with us about 2 years ago, and it will be a devastating thing for the child.
See that. Well, then you'd have to go in and ask to have the child transferred, you know, the custody of the child transferred. But then that's always destructive, too. I have found out with people, adopted people, you know, mm-hmm. after a while, they grow up, and then they begin to worry about what was my mother like. And then they start searching around and chasing around. I know a lot of them, and they'll find some woman, let's say she's been a prostitute. Still, well, she was my mother, you know, and misfortune. And they get sore at the people who adopted them. Well, you know, human beings are pretty complex mechanisms.
Well, I know this is true. Of course, we've had experience in adoption too, and when the time comes, right now the child adamantly, of course he's a very small little boy, but he's a very bright and an enlightened child, says he doesn't want to leave where he is. And
how old is he now?
He's 6 years old.
Yeah.
We have had experience with other adopted children. As a matter of fact, I took our black son back to Indiana to trace his roots because he was interested in it, and I believe that when that time comes, we should allow it, and I'm sure Jim will. But, you know, it's an emotional thing with him, and
we
do appreciate your professional advice on it, and it certainly will be passed on.
Now, the thing is, it's all right what you do so long as you know what the legal situation is. Of course,
yes.
Charlie Gabby would tell the same thing.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Jim.
How is Jim? How's he making out down there?
He's doing very, very well, and of course the project is just...
Yeah, well, I was talking to Charlie Gary, met him the other night, and he said it was wonderful down there. In other words, he said about what he said in that letter he wrote.
Yes, and he's having, you know, we're having a lot of visitors into the project, and some people from the Russian embassy went in to see what we're doing in the way of building a community, and...
Very good.
The State Department, also from the U.S., went down to see what was happening.
I'll be darned.
And,
it's dangerous.
From the Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Jim will stay down there, I suppose, indefinitely now, huh?
Well, there's no, you know, no way of knowing.
Yeah.
He'd like to come back. And.
But then you notice another thing, Marceline. Remember I suggested... Don't file any suits, don't write any letters, don't, you know, then it dies out. Whereas if you do take some action, then the papers grab onto that as another source of news to bandy it about and pillory the man.
Yes, yes. I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, we thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome.
It's good to talk to you.
I'm glad to help. And you
well,
can,
it's been quite a battle this last year, really, has been something.
Well, that's life.
Oh, I know.
Sure.
I know it well.
As soon as you don't have any battles, well, you're about finished.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
In
so
fact,
right.
That's one of the things I say about all the adulation I've been getting since I've become 80. I say, what makes me so goddamn mad is it means they don't think I'm dangerous anymore.
No.
Sure.
Well, Well, you certainly deserve the adulation, though.
Well, thank you.
Jim certainly, you know, holds you in highest regard and respect.
Well, it's mutual.
And I appreciate so much.
Well, any time now, give me a ring that you need a word, and I'll come out and talk to you.
Good.
All right, dear.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Yes, it is. Hold on. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Cecil?
Yeah.
This is Marceline Jones.
Yeah, Marceline.
I've been gone for about a month, and Jim wanted me to call and see how things are going with you. You know, when I talked to you before, you said that there'd been some... Phil Tracy had been sort of breathing down your neck, and Jim was really concerned. And
yeah, well, I think he undoubtedly stopped.
That's good.
From what several reporters told me.
That's great.
Talked to him, and undoubtedly he stopped at this point. So well, I at least I haven't heard anything else. And then I had a reporter to say to me not too long ago that, you know, he talked to him, and that was just about it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad of that, and everything else is going all right.
Very well. How are things going with Jim?
Well, Jim is doing great, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The project down there is... flourishing, and I hope sometime you can take some time to go down and see what's happening there.
I hope so, too. I'm working so hard on this, you know, this book and record right now.
Yes.
And it's really kind of got us all going around here, you know, because I only come in on two days a week now in the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays because the other days I'm working on this, these things. You know?
Yes.
But anyway, I'm very concerned about Jim. I'm very proud that things are working out. I know he's going to pull it off wherever he goes.
Well, he's very dedicated and, you know, dedicated to trying to build a better world.
Mm-hmm.
And he, right now, what he's doing, you know, he'd like very much to be here, but he's making the best of being there, and he's built a beautiful community. The Russian embassy had been down to see what they've done there, the State Department from... our country and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and they're very, very happy. There was also a delegation from Cuba that went down to see what was happening there. It's amazing what you can do if you, you know, love truth and are willing to work and clear the jungle. And we have quite a medical department and school and all kinds of things happening.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he works it out where he can get back here, too.
I hope so, too. And our little grandson and your godson is really growing child.
You know, I got to get some information. I want to get the exact address and the name and everything, so because I want to send something down there.
Oh.
To them.
That is not necessary.
No, I know it's not necessary, but I want to do something about it. Now, I want to... The godfather has to say something.
Okay. Well, of course, this is grandmother talking, but he sure is
I'll tell you.
Yeah, he's very Asiatic in appearance. Of course,
really?
The father is our Korean boy, and he's a darling little boy.
That's so great. So, what is his name?
Chayok. It's C-H-A-E, and then it's O-K.
Okay.
And it's Post Office Box 893, Georgetown, Guyana.
Okay.
And of course, his last name is Jones.
Right.
Little guy.
All right. Beautiful.
Okay. Well, it's good talking
Thank
to
you. Thank
you.
It's good talking to you. And anything I can do anytime, just let me know, will you, please?
Yes, I certainly will. And the reverse is true. If we can help
Thank you.
Please call.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Office.
Is Mr. Canaza in?
No, he isn't. Just calling.
This is Marceline Jones from People's Temple.
Yes, he's out of the office.
Do you expect him in today?
No, I don't.
Oh. could I leave a message
sure.
to have him call me when he comes in?
Okay, what is your number?
It's 922-9597.
9597. Mm-hmm. And is there any message?
No, I'm Jim Jones's wife, and I just want to talk to him about something I talked to him about earlier.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much.
No, she isn't. Who's calling?
This is Marceline Jones, Jim Jones's wife from People's Temple. Could you have her?
Just a second. Let me give you her secretary.
This is Marceline Jones, James Jones's wife from People's Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jane Fonda in?
No, she's not.
Do you expect her in any time?
No, I don't expect her here. She's filming today.
I see. Could I leave a message for her to call me at her convenience?
Sure.
The number is 415-922-9596.
Okay.
David Baum.
Is Mr. Wallach in?
No, he's not. Who's calling, please?
This is Marceline Jones, the wife of Jim Jones of People's Temple.
Yes. Can I take a message for him?
Could he call me?
Sure. Phone number?
It's 922-9597.
He's planning on taking an extended vacation starting tomorrow, and he may not have the time to return the call. And
well,
I'd mention that in case, you know,
okay,
you want to tell me about it.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I really was calling. I've been gone for a month, and Jim wanted me to call him as soon as I got back to give him his regards and to thank him for the support he's given and the encouragement he's given through this difficult time.
Oh.
And to tell him that Jim is doing, you know, really well, and we're building quite a community in Guyana and I just wanted to report, you know, some of the good things to him.
Okay. Well, I'll let him know that. Is there anything that he should call to find out about or anything, if he does have the time?
Well, just if he has time is all. I just wanted him to know there have been a lot of visitors to our project down there, the State Department and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and people from the Russian Embassy and a delegation from Cuba, and a lot of good things have been said. It's a community that should be emulated all over the world.
Sounds terrific.
And we would love to have Mr. Wallach or any of you come down and visit anytime you can. And Jim is doing just beautifully, and if it hadn't been for friends like you and Mr. Wallach, why, you know, it would have been difficult during this time. But
well, listen, I'm sure Mr. Wallach sends his warmest and best regards back and wants you to keep on doing whatever it is you're doing that's working so well.
Okay, and just tell him I called and said thank you from Jim and myself.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.